Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed.
The next in our Ask Me Anything series. And today it is counter-terror detective Peter Moroney, who quite literally wrote the book on terrorism in Australia, The Story of Operation Pendennis by Peter Moroney. It's available in bookstores now and he joins us. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
Hey, Peter. There's often a lot of criticism about the amount of money the Australian government is spending on counter-terrorism measures compared to what they say spending on cancer research. Do we need as much vigilance as we have? Like, are you fending off attacks more often than the public knows?
Yeah, whether we're fending off the attacks or foiling attacks that are in the infancy of their planning, absolutely. This is probably a sad thing to say, there's no shortage of people coming or stepping forward to want to do us harm, but that's just increased exponentially over the last 10 or so years.
Do you shield the public from just how bad it is, though? Like, would the average person be quite disturbed?
Yeah, look, we shield them probably from a point of view of an operational point of view of trying to prevent an attack occurring in the long term as opposed to protect them. But if need be, if something was that imminent, or needed to be, the public would certainly be advised.
Mm. I thank God for people like you because this is not something I really want to know about in my life. I'd rather almost be blind to this but know that there are people actually working on it behind the scenes, you know, like you and others. But what is the likelihood of another serious attack in Australia?
Oh, it's unknown, to be honest, Grant. It really is. It's look, if we look statistical-based, we've certainly, I think around since 2014, there's been around 14 disruptions. The numbers are increasing, which is significant and sad. But unfortunately, look, as we all know, the last 20 years has changed so much in terms of just society and terrorism as a whole. It's a never-ending race, to be honest.
And your book, Terrorism in Australia, the story of Operation Pendennis, focuses partly on 9 men in New South Wales and 12 men in Victoria, which are at the centre of Australia's largest counter-terrorism investigation. How far had those guys got? Had they actually got hold of weapons or bomb-making equipment?
Yeah, certainly. If we talk about the first ones in terms of New South Wales, those ones definitely had obtained a number of weapons. We knew that they'd had purchased probably around 15 to 20,000 rounds of ammunition that was suitable for an AK-47 style rifle. Gosh. We knew that they'd stockpiled and purchased probably over 700 to 800 litres of different types of what we called common household chemicals. We knew Bunsen burners had been purchased, beacons, ice, air skis. In terms of the fear was that TATP, which is a common explosive, has to be kept at a certain degree. I think it's around 2 degrees because it's highly unstable. So certainly they had gone a long way to purchase the material that they needed.
They weren't mucking around. They were planning something terrible and big.
What was their plan?
The actual target, Grant, was never known. Even at trial, we never put forward what a nominated target was. In simple terms, we didn't know. But what we did know is what they'd set about doing, and particularly in the way they did. They went around purchasing the chemicals in false names, using false details, false credit cards, or obviously cash at the time.
How do you track these people from go to woe? So how are they brought to your attention initially? Does someone simply dob them in, or they're already people of interest?
Yeah, I mean, it could be all of the above. Mm-hmm. It depends, and it really does change from individual to individual. So for argument's sake, with one of these guys, we would have started working on one through their association of another person we had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, in terms of then following targeting them, the others then come into the frame.
Okay. And do you interrogate them, you personally?
Yeah, we interview them.
Does it lead to? Have you ever been involved in any like controversial, harsh interrogation techniques?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Why are you winking at me, Pete?
At least good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. But when you get these guys in, I mean, I imagine that when you find out what they're planning, you must want to move at pace. You must get impatient, but I guess you have to wait to build the case.
Look, and you hit the nail right on the head, particularly with Operation Pendennis, and particularly in its later time, we knew what had been purchased. We knew how it had been purchased. We knew they were running to what we call safe vehicles. that we couldn't locate. We didn't have their safe house. We had all the indicators to say that they were progressing towards a manufacturing stage of explosives. They'd purchased tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition, but we didn't know where it was. And there was a fine line between keep on going and gather evidence or, you know, heaven forbid if we missed, we're going to miss.
We're talking to counter-terror detective Peter Moroney. His book, Terrorism in Australia, The Story of Operation Pendennis, is out now.
Do you, is it hard when you stop these members that you got, the 9 and the 12 in Victoria, New South Wales? Like, can you ever stop a cell or do you find that just other family members can just jump in their place because of the radicalisation effect of entire families?
Grant, it's, look, in terms of Operation Pendennis, when we locked up the 9 here in Sydney, the very next day, the next morning, one of the covert vehicles we were looking for was found and firebombed. So clearly there's others that were with them at the time. And look, unfortunately, there wasn't. There was other people ready to jump into their shoes and kick on.
Peter, I mean, I have to ask you this question, and I know it's a tough one to answer. Do you believe a large terrorist attack is imminent for Australia?
Emmett's... Personally, look, I hope I'm wrong. I sincerely do. But look, I think that if you've got to look at statistical base, we've foiled a number of attempts since 2014. And I'm always reluctant to say, look, in my view, I think it is unfortunately just a matter of time. And that's not a defeatist view because I think if we went it the other way and said, oh, it'll never happen, then we wouldn't be on vigilance, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So are we ahead of the game or behind them?
Green, you know, for me, we're ahead of the game at the moment in the sense that, and certainly not to take anything away from Lint or the families that suffered through Lint, but in terms of what they've had overseas compared to what we've had here, we're being very fortunate. And again, just with absolute due respect to the Lint families. But it's just a race against time. And so far we're ahead, thank goodness.
Well, Terrorism in Australia's Story of Operation Pendennis by Peter Moroney, a counter-terrorism detective. Peter Moroney, thanks for giving us your story today.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Great job.
Get up with Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.